This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnave is currently briefing the media on cabinet decisions. We now go over live.
Farmers ko kisano ko jo rate mile wo rate bilkul constant rahe wo bilkul na bade. Overall ye sara ka sara jo pura program hai isse hamare kisanon ko is rabi season mein bahut badi rahat milegi aur unke liye koi bhi rate aage na unke liye koi rate badhega nahi aur jo bhi extra burden hoga wo burden sarkar vahan karti hai. Is tarah ka ye faisla hai saathiyon. मैं अब आपके क्वेश्चंस लूंगा.
एक क्वेश्चंस हम उल्टे से विल टेक फ्रॉम द लेफ्ट साइड फर्स्ट.
Moving on to the news, Cyclone Monta has intensified into a severe cyclonic storm with wind speeds reaching 90 to 100 kilometers per hour, bringing heavy rains and strong winds along the Andhra Pradesh coast. The storm is expected to make landfall near Kakinada between Machilipatnam and Kalingapatnam late tonight. Heavy rainfall and gusty winds are already pounding Srikakulam, Vijayanagaram, Vishakhapatnam, Anagapalli, East Godavari, Konaseema, Kakinada, Krishna, Nellore and Prakasam districts. Several roads have been inundated, disrupting traffic and cutting off access to some low-lying areas. Around 1,400 villages and 44 towns are likely to be affected by the cyclone. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu and assured full central support for relief and restoration efforts. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, IMD senior scientist Dr. R. K. Jainamani has said the cyclonic storm is moving steadily towards the Andhra Pradesh coast.
The severe cyclonic storm Monta over west central Bay of Bengal moved north northwestward during past 6 hours at 12 kilometers per hour, and today at 11:30 hours IST it lay over this west central Bay of Bengal, and it is 200 kilometers south southeast of Kakinada and 120 kilometers south southeast of Machilipatnam.
President Draupadi Murmu has stressed on the need to take urgent and concrete steps to address climate change, underlining that it is affecting the entire world. Delivering a keynote address at the 8th session of the International Solar Alliance ISA Assembly in New Delhi today, the President highlighted that India is committed to combating climate change and is taking determined steps in this direction. She also mentioned that civilizations in India and across the world have long revered the sun as the ultimate source of life and energy.
The ISA represents a significant step towards addressing this global challenge by encouraging the adoption and use of solar energy. Solar energy is a rediscovery of an ancient truth, that is, sun is the most democratic source of energy, accessible to all and belonging to none. The Solar for All initiative of the Government of India is based on this concept.
Election campaigning for the Bihar Assembly elections is gaining momentum as the first phase of polling is scheduled to be held on the 6th of next month. NDA and Mahagathbandhan constituent parties are making every possible effort to woo the voters. RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav said Mahagathbandhan is going to release the manifesto today, highlighting the vision of his bloc. He raised questions over the NDA's vision, agenda and chief ministerial candidate name. On the other hand, LJP Ram Vilas chief and Union Minister Chirag Paswan said the NDA believes that when it will come to power, everyone should be represented based on their capabilities. In the United States, more than 4,000 flights were delayed with roughly 118 additional flights cancelled as the 27-day government shutdown continues to disrupt air travel. The delays come amid growing shortages of essential workers at airports and air traffic control towers nationwide. In chess, Gukesh Domaraju took the early lead at the Clutch Chess Champions Showdown 2025, finishing day one atop the table at the St. Louis Chess Club, USA, last night. Against a lineup featuring the world's elite Magnus Carlsen, Hikaru Nakamura and Fabiano Caruana, the 18-year-old Indian Grandmaster topped the table with 4 points. And with that, we end this news bulletin.